Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Lucy Clearwater live on Human Crafted Radio with her original song, Raincoat. Lucy, that was gorgeous. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for making the drive all the way down from Silver Lake today.
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't miss it.
Oh, wow. That was so beautiful. You have such a control over your voice.
Thank you.
I can tell that you... It makes sense now that I know that you started playing the violin when you were 4.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
you have this, like, playful just freedom in your ability to just kind of flow through the scales. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you've been playing music most of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 19 now.
Yeah, just had my birthday, like, last week.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're originally from the Bay Area.
Yeah, I grew up in the East Bay, in a little town called Lafayette. And I just always knew that music was going to be my path, my career, and everything. So I kind of sped up my high school education, graduated a year early, and then moved down here to pursue music. And so now I'm living in LA, playing shows as much as I can, writing more, and now I'm here.
Awesome. And you're working on your debut EP at the moment, correct?
Yes, I am. It's called Adore, and it'll be released in August of this year.
This song that I just played
is going to be on that EP.
So. Well, I can't wait to get my hands on a recorded version, but I feel very lucky to have been in the room for that one. If you're just tuning in, it's Lucy Clearwater. She's performing live original tunes right here at our Pearl Street Studios. Originally from the Bay Area, she's now a SoCal transplant. How do you like LA?
I love LA. It's very different, but I absolutely love it. I've made some great friends. I like the weather, except today is kind of cold, but...
Yeah, actually, we had one of the wettest winters so far.
Yeah, it's strange. I was not really expecting that. I had to go buy a bunch of warm clothes because I didn't bring any of my warm clothes down here from the Bay Area. And so, yeah, I was a little bit unprepared, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? The summer's almost here. Have you been down to Laguna Beach before last time with Joe Marson?
No, that was my first time down here, and I love it. I think I'm going to hang out for a little while before I go home.
You should. It's a beautiful place, and hopefully you can come back in the summer, maybe, you know, play somewhere down here.
Definitely.
And come back to the station.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see. It's Adore is your forthcoming debut EP to be released in August. And you're playing, I know you're a multi-instrumentalist. Are you going to be performing a lot of different instruments on the record?
Yeah. Mainly, we'll be playing guitar, singing, and then probably do violin. That's probably going to be all, though. I think I'm going to bring in some, maybe a cellist. I don't play cello. I wish I could play cello. Mm-hmm. But I love that instrument, so I'll probably find someone to do that.
How did you get into music? Like, was it your family? Is it in your family, or who really... introduced you to music?
Music is definitely really big in my family. My mom is a violin and piano teacher, so I kind of grew up with it in the house. My dad plays guitar. He's in an 80s cover band, so
nice.
Kind of learned guitar from him, got the more classical side from my mom. So I just totally grew up with it. My brother is also super musical. He lives in Santa Monica, so we're all big, big, happy musical family.
Well, you broke away to do your thing. I'm sure they're very supportive, but I'm sure they miss you up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Maybe. They'll have to come down and catch you live soon. You're playing on this Thursday in just a couple days up in West Hollywood at the MA Lounge.
Yes, I am.
Are you going to be... how long is your set?
I think I've got a 30-minute set. I'm playing at 8:30, and this is just a $10 cover. It's going to be really fun. There's two other amazing musicians playing after me. So it'll be a fun night.
Yeah. Awesome. That's this Thursday in West Hollywood at the MA Lounge. Doors are around 8 p.m. and you'll go on at 8:30, $10 cover. Is it 21 plus?
I think it's actually 18 plus.
I was going to say, how are you? I'm just kidding. Yes, if you just tuned in, Lucy Clearwater is here. She's a 19-year-old singer-songwriter. She just performed Raincoat for us off of her forthcoming debut EP. And I would love to hear another one if you got one.
Definitely, definitely.
What's this one called?
This one is called Take Some Time.
Also going to be on the EP?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Lucy Clearwater live on Human Crafted Radio. This is her original tune, Take Some Time. Whenever you're ready, Lucy.
All right. Ooh, right, good voice. Here we go.
KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. That was a live performance from Lucy Clearwater. Her original song, Take Some Time. That was awesome. Take Some Time putting on your headphones. I feel like the first song really showed me your classical background. And then with, you know, violin and piano. And then that one was jazzy.
Yeah.
Do you dabble with jazz too?
I guess a little bit. I listen to a lot of Jason Mraz, which I feel like has a little bit of kind of jazz influence. Kind of grew up listening to a lot of Eva Cassidy, singer-songwriter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess something just jazzy comes out sometimes. I'm not sure.
Who are your main influences? Like, who do you really look up to as a musician or a singer-songwriter? You got Jason Mraz, Ava Cassidy. Who else?
I think those two are kind of at the top. Besides that, a lot of Sarah Bareilles. I love Sarah Bareilles, and those are kind of the main ones. I'm excited because I think I'm going to go to a Jason Mraz concert in June. So I'm really excited because I've never seen him live, and I'm obsessed with him. So
yeah, where's your ukulele?
My ukulele's at home.
But that guitar you brought with you is really interesting. I was asking you about it before. You got it up in the Bay Area by a luthier up there?
Yeah. His name's Tony Yamamoto. I was taking guitar lessons at this fine guitar shop. And so every week when I would go in for my lesson, my teacher would let me pick up whatever guitar I wanted off the wall. And one day this one just kind of spoke to me, and I love it. It's my baby.
It's really beautiful. It's very different. I know our listeners can't see, but maybe we'll take a photo with you with it and put it on our Instagram. It's gorgeous.
For sure.
So how often do you still play the violin and the piano?
So violin, I kind of stopped. I had a period of time where I stopped playing when I was maybe 13 or 14. But then I came across an artist called Lindsay Sterling, and she does really cool, like electronic music with violin on top of it. And that kind of made me, kind of got me more like re-inspired about the violin, so I started playing more. And now that I'm working on my EP, I'm working on figuring out melodies to put into my songs. So I've been playing it a lot more recently. Still figuring out how to put it into like a live performance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start playing around with a loop station and see how I can do both instruments in one performance.
Oh yeah, you can definitely do that with the Boss RC300.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
If you're just tuning in, it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we love to support live and local artists here. So we have Lucy Clearwater in the studio right now. She's performing songs off of her forthcoming debut EP. It's going to drop in August. It's going to be entitled Adore. And she's originally from the Bay Area. Now she's made her home in Los Angeles, and she's chasing that dream. And she's doing a great job. I feel like your music is really curious. I don't know. That's what I got from...
Curious.
Yeah, it's curious. Like, you're just, like... I don't know, just chasing this wherever you're just very free about it, you know? It's almost improvisational, mm-hmm. yet it has this quality of... I could see your last song being an earworm and getting stuck in my head, but awesome. It also feels improvisational.
Cool. Yeah. Every time I play, I kind of change little things a little bit each time to keep it interesting, keep it, you know, fresh.
Right on. You got to do that for yourself too.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear one more if that's cool with you.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you feel like playing?
I will play the title of my EP, which is The One You Adore.
Right on. Thank you so much. It's Human Crafted Radio. Here is another live performance from Lucy Clearwater right here in our Pearl Street studios.
Smell is holding me.
Lucy Clearwater live on Human Crafted Radio. That was an original song called The One You Adore. That's going to be on her debut EP coming out in August called Adore. And that was extremely beautiful, very haunting. And I feel like I'm in a trance-like state right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Can't believe you're only 19 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a very, very full and developed voice and when did you write your first song?
Well, I have a recording of me singing a song I made up when I was like 6.
Okay. All right. So
but
you're basically like way ahead of the game. You've been doing it your whole life. And it shows, yeah, your songwriting is very, very real and raw. And I can tell that you're very connected to the words you sing.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really enjoyed having you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do and getting my hands on the finished product of the EP that's coming out this summer.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Do you want to let our listeners know where they can go to follow you and keep tabs so that when your album comes out, they're ready to grab it?
Totally. So it's just Lucy Clearwater on Instagram, Facebook, all that, LucyClearWater. And I'll be posting about all my upcoming shows and all that. So yeah, this Thursday, I have a show at the MA Lounge in West Hollywood, 8 p.m. And yeah.
Right on. If you can get up there, guys, go up and catch her at the MA Lounge in West Hollywood this Thursday. And you may catch me there.
Woohoo.
Thank you so much, Lucy. We're looking forward to hearing more from you. Have a great day and have a good show on Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Take care.